Man can manipulate the weather to an extent. Cloud seeding has been around for decades, stimulating the formation of clouds, which then can bring rain. But can man do the opposite? Can man manipulate the weather to stop the rain or to prevent rain? The Bible says that God can do this. I have been studying the book of Second Chronicles, and in there it reminded me that God can stop the rain as a form of correction. In Second Chronicles chapter 6, Solomon was praying to the Lord God, and he acknowledged that the Lord God can prevent the rain. And of course, we need rain to grow our crops so we can have food for ourselves and for our livestock, our animals, and to have water to drink. And nowadays, we use water for even more things like hydroelectric power. Where I live, we use water at the lake to generate electricity. So if it stopped raining and the lake dried up, we would not have that electricity anymore. So what Solomon said reveals that God can withhold the rain. In 2 Chronicles 6:26, Solomon said, "When the heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee." He acknowledged the reason why the Lord God would withhold rain would be because the people were sinning against him. And Solomon went on to say, "Yet if they pray toward this place," and he was referring to a temple that he had built for the Lord, which no longer exists, "and confess thy name, and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance." In the next chapter, God actually spoke to Solomon at night, and he also acknowledged his power to withhold the rain. In 2 Chronicles 7, 13 and 14, the Lord God said, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I am recording this message to remind you, do not fear man or his ability to manipulate the weather, but fear the Lord God instead. And I was recently reminded that it is the Lord who blesses us with good rain. If we are sinning against Him, if we are doing wickedly, which most of the world is now, then He will withhold the rain. If you see a very dry place that does not get rain, and there are people that live there, then they should heed this message, which is to humble themselves, repent, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray to Him and ask for forgiveness. And then He says He will forgive their sin and will heal their land. When you see the land of Israel today, do you see a dry place, or do you see a green, luscious place full of life? Do you see a blessing of good rain? If man can manipulate the weather, and he does have some ability to do that, then why doesn't Israel bless themselves with rain? If their land is so dry, why don't they do more cloud seeding? It is the Lord God that can shut the heavens that it rain not. Does the state of Israel believe this? Have they repented? Have we repented? All men everywhere should repent if they want to be saved.